Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Trump getting banned from the internet, my sudden earwax trauma, and Corey challenges me to a foot picks battle. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble.
Okay, girl.
Hey, girl.
Back at it again.
Oh, wow. You know, we tried to record this episode a minute ago.
A minute? What a whole minute.
Yeah, a while ago. And I realized that I have fucked it up. I really, I've been
naughty
a bad,
baby
been
did a no
bad,
no.
Bad
naughty. Naughty
audio.
Baby did a no-no.
Baby didn't plug in his recorder thing.
I'm confused. What wasn't plugged in?
Well,
why'd you pause your camera? Now I can't even see you. Now
because somebody's calling me. It's just like life is hard right now. My thing, okay, so the real story is, since I started Twitch, I now have three huge screens on my computer, okay?
On my desk. Yep.
So it's just, there's a lot going on. I have two keyboards, two mouses. I've got two microphones right here. There's a lot going on, okay?
Are there a lot of cords?
Cords everywhere. Cords, yes.
You. Also, the third drawer of your dresser. Cords
everywhere. Hey, speaking of which, I switched my jeans with my sweatpants.
In your closet or in your...
Yeah, for easy accessibility so that I can see and fold nicely. I was like, I don't wear jeans anymore. Let's get rid of them.
I know. Mine are all stacked in like my closet on one side. And it's like, no, now sweatpants get priority.
Yeah, I have a whole section of sweatpants. And I thought, this is nice. This is becoming more acquainted with myself. Really.
My mom got me sweatpants for Christmas, honey, and they were a pair that I wanted.
You want to see what sweatpants I'm wearing right now?
No.
They're no. Here, I'm going to stand.
I haven't seen those sweatpants. Oh, Chromatica sweatpants. Is that a cream? It's got the full track list on the right leg.
And I'm wearing a Chromatica t-shirt. I'm really serving it for the girls right now.
If you're trying to trick me into asking if you're wearing the Chromatica jockstrap so that you can then show me, I'm not taking the bait, baby.
No, but I did use my Chromatica soap this morning.
Oh my God, there's Chromatica soap?
Yeah, coming for Azalea Banks' gig. P.S. your microphone, you're covering it. Have we ever done a podcast?
No, that's just my earphone.
Anyway, so my microphone, I unplugged it from that little box because I was like, okay, now that I got so much stuff going on, I want to keep this over here and this over here. That was my first mistake.
Yeah.
And so then we recorded a whole episode and my microphone wasn't plugged into the little recording box.
Well, and what I was saying before we started recording is that we should do something with my audio that was captured.
Throw it on the Discord just for the girls. They can get a if there's anybody out there that prefers only Corey episodes of the podcast. Yeah. You know what? I say it's a Patreon exclusive.
It's a Patreon exclusive. That's right. And maybe they can actually just have the conversation as you and pretend that like me and them are like having a conversation and they can just fill it in.
Sure. Well, we're going to, I mean, we got into a lot of good stuff, so I think we're going to give it another go.
If I'm being completely honest, I'm a little sad that the first 5 minutes we spent talking about feet will never be able to be recreated.
We can't recreate that magique.
Not magique. Is that your drag name?
No.
Magique.
No.
Magique.
No, I was, you know how people, okay, well, we'll get to the storming the Capitol, but some people that were posting about the storming of the Capitol kept citing the pictures that they were tweeting with Via Getty, but some people were thinking that that was the name of one of the rioters.
Oh, I saw.
But I think that's not a bad drag name.
Via Getty, oh God. Drag Race season 16, you know there's going to be a Via Getty.
Why not? I'm in. Hyman.
House of Via, baby. Or would it be House of
House
Getty?
House of Via?
House of Via.
Listen, I don't know. Maybe it's, is Gigi Gorgeous's new last name Getty?
I don't know. As I also saw people talking about Gigi Gorgeous when they were referencing that tweet, but I didn't know any of that backstory or any of that information.
Did you ever watch The Avenue?
Are you going to tell me?
What?
What does Gigi Gorgeous have to do with Via Getty?
Well, Gigi Gorgeous married Nats Getty.
Oh.
Of Getty fame.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Wait, Getty fame? Like Getty is a last name?
Yes, the Getty, you know, Getty...
Spaghetti.
Getty Spaghetti. You know Getty Spaghetti.
Well, is this like, well, I mean, it's like those all you're seeing that apparel everywhere now that they've got my last name.
North Face?
No.
Cool.
Cool.
That would make more sense. Don't get me started on Oakley. Jesus.
Oh, wow. I can't believe we're both brand ambassadors.
We should do a race to see who can get the last name brand to send them... You know,
free
something
stuff
first. Yeah. Well, the race starts as soon as the episode ends. Deal?
I was going to say, yeah, I just sent them a DM right now.
No, slow down.
I said, hey, you got my last name. What a great partnership we would be.
Okay, girl.
Don't send products, send money.
Hey, we also have another competition to do. As you said, you brought up feet.
Well, we were talking about hooves.
Hooves?
We? Hooves.
Yeah, well, hooves, yeah. Well, we were talking about how...
How did we start talking about
feet? Well, here's how we got there. We were talking about how your lesbian friend has one size foot and the other size is a different foot.
Oh, yeah, but how do... You were talking about... This is what it was. You were talking about titties that were different sizes.
Yeah.
And I was saying I had a friend. I think it's very common. I had a friend in college and she always said one boob was smaller than the other and she called it tiny.
It be like that.
And then she also told me that one foot was a different size than the other one. And that when she would go bowling, she would ask for two sizes.
She said, fuck symmetry. She said, she's here. But she's given full on Picasso and I support.
But would you, when you go to shoe stores, you know how you can like, it's like do it yourself. You take the box to the register. Do you think you could switch and get like an eight and then get like a 7.5, that's not your problem once you leave the store.
No, I think it's up to you at that point to, you have to buy two pairs of shoes. You cannot switch out shoes with other shoes to be, can
the
you imagine?
The store doesn't say you have to buy the shoes together. You're paying for two shoes.
Okay.
I don't have this problem. My feet are cute, as noted on ratemyfeet.com.
I don't think that's the website. I think
it's footernot.com.
Footpedia or Wikifeets, I believe.
Oh, well, I was ranked higher than you. My hooves.
But here's the thing. I call shenanigans.
Sabotaged?
There is a saboteur among us. The saboteur is going into my foot rating account, giving me a low
score. I think your pinky
toe
is the saboteur.
Oh.
If you have one bad toe, is it a saboteur?
That, you know what? I think you might be onto something.
That's me. I could be a foot model. I don't want to give too much away if we're really going to do the poll, though.
Well... I think a saboteur is...
A saboteur.
You nailed it.
Yeah, manicure. nailed.
You mail nail.
Do you think you can Google
toenail?
Do you think you can Google feet pics without toenails?
Oh, what you, is that like? You know, cleavage but no nipple. Is that the equivalent? Like you can show your as much cleavage as you want, but if you show nipple, you're getting it taken down.
It's is just like, skin
for a foot fetish person. Is seeing the nail kind of like seeing the nipple?
Maybe. It depends on how much you like the nails.
Well, some nails are real grody, baby. Hey, you, what's that Mucinex?
Yeah.
Little, that little thick. Mucinex guy?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not him. I feel like he has a friend.
What are you getting at?
Mucinex is in your nose.
ENT, baby.
Oh, well, we'll get to that, baby. No, you know that little gremlin that's...
Yes, I'm very familiar with the Mucinex commercials.
Okay, well, who's doing that for feet? You know those commercials where it's about like foot fungus in your nails?
Oh, actually, yeah. And then the fungus pulls up the big toenail and climbs underneath it.
Is it the same person? Do they have the same job?
I think they're definitely play cousins.
This is why
they're in the same
union. If you can't make a livable wage with one job... We live in a bad society. The fact that this demon troll has to have two jobs, it's just not right.
Just to support its demon spawn. You know?
I know.
You don't like demon spawn? Wait. I had a very important question.
Oh, about our feet. Here's the thing. Here's what we were going to say.
Oh, yeah. Before we move on.
Here's, let me just tell you. So. My feet are beautiful. I've always thought my feet are beautiful. But like I said, we have a saboteur. And it might be Corey, to be honest. So the ratings for my feet on WikiFeet are not so hot.
You need a boost in your rating?
Well,
it's like that episode of Black
Mirror. If the girls at home want to... Don't give us a rating on Psychobabble on iTunes. Go to WikiFeet and really... Give us the scores we deserve. We need 5 stars all around. I'm looking to pump my numbers. So if you've got time.
Pump, as the Black Eyed Peas say, pump it. Louder.
I also shot myself in the foot with this one because I broke my foot like 10 years ago and posted pics.
That's one of the pics?
And it's like, it was like my first pic on my profile over there. So like.
Oh, well, no wonder you had.
People were not living for the bruises.
Yeah. And they like to see the soul.
So now that my feet are healed, I think...
Are you using feet puns intentionally? Shot myself in the foot now that I'm healed?
I think, Corey, we go toe-to-toe in a little competition I like to call...
America's Next Top Toe.
Sure, baby.
Anklet
or kinklet?
The competition's called Put Your Best Foot Forward.
Sure, baby. Okay. Well, it's me versus you, but I do think you've got distinct feet. I've got distinct feet. I think we
need
to add...
feet.
Wow. That's rude. I actually keep my feet pretty fresh. And if I ever know anybody's coming over, I run to the sink and wash my feet. I want to have the freshest foot possible if somebody's coming into my home.
What sink? Please let me know so that I never use that sink again.
Well, usually I'll go to my bathroom sink.
Why don't you get in your shower?
Because here's what's up. I sit next to the sink, okay, and I dunk my feet under the sink spout, and I use some soap and I clean, and then I don't want to get water everywhere, so I have my towel right there, and so I can immediately dry them.
How would doing it in your shower get water everywhere?
What are you talking about? I'm saying if you just did this in the shower, you wouldn't get water everywhere. I don't come into your house and tell you how to clean your feet.
I really shouldn't be getting mad at you because there was this man that when I lived in LA that I was hanging out with that I always thought was very nice and very attractive and we always had a good time. Uh-huh. But sometimes when he came over, he had stinky feet. Oh. And stinky feet is a trigger for me. I'll admit it.
You wanted to keep more than 6 feet away?
Yeah. I thought, go wash your feet in Tyler's sink.
Everybody's welcome. Hey, no, it's just kind of like a thing that I do because once I had... a stinky foot or something, Or maybe I think I was stoned and I was like, is that my foot that stinks or is his foot that stinks? And so I didn't want to like bring my toes up to my nose. So now just going into any situation, I just wash my feet.
Yeah, that's good.
Anyway.
Maybe your feet had stank because you just got done waffle stomping before they got there.
Anyway. So, Corey, I challenge you to the, what is the challenge called again?
So, Tyler wanted to see if we could both put our best foot forward and have a foot off, but he thought that it would be unfair if we only used just our 2 feet. So, he wants a whole grid of 8 to 10 feet with his and mine snuck in there, and then everyone ranks the feet in order.
Yes.
And then we'll see whose was... Hooves was hooves.
There we go. So maybe we'll do this on the Discord. Maybe we'll set up a separate channel exclusively, or maybe we'll figure it out. Just stay tuned. If you're a member of the Discord, we'll let you know how to vote.
This will be a real foot loose face off. Okay. Would you say I didn't nail it?
No, I already said that.
Would you say hangnail?
No, I wouldn't say that.
No getting pedicures before the pics are taken.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't get a pedicure anyway because right now is not the time. We're still in COVID. If you're listening 7 years from now, we're experiencing coronavirus. What are you guys up to?
Maybe one of your friends in your bubble does sick pedicures, bro.
Well, anyway, so we'll see who's got the last laugh after this.
Well, I'll go toe-to-toe with you anytime.
Baby, I've already said all of these jokes.
I wasn't paying attention. Mm. I don't listen when you speak.
All right.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, I have a question.
What's up, baby?
How many holes in a straw?
Oh, 2. 1. Thousands.
How many?
Well, it
how
depends
many?
On what it depends on who's providing the straw.
Now, how many holes are there in a straw?
1.
All right. So then how many holes do you have?
A lot, actually.
Same question. If a straw only has 1 hole, then does your mouth to your ass count as 1 hole?
Well, also my noses. Also, yeah. Nose, nostrils. Also, my ears. Also, I
feel
like my eyes are openings. My dick.
I want to know. But does that mean your mouth to your ass is all one continuous whole?
The same logic would say that mouth to the penis is the same whole.
Why mouth to penis?
Because you drink liquids and then it comes out your dick. Hello, are you new here?
Okay.
Speaking of holes, I've been having some hole drama, baby.
Listen, I'm all ears, nose, and throat.
Okay. Well, I had to go to the ENT because I was experiencing some ear drama.
Okay. Eardrum drama?
Yes, honey. I had stacks and stacks of wax all up in these eardrums. He said the wax was on the eardrum itself. And so he said, this is going to be painful. Hold on.
And?
So, you know, when you clean your sunglasses or your glasses and it's like.
No, I have perfect vision. I have 20/20. I can see everything. I can see the leaves on trees. I can see down the road.
That's nice. I can't. Someday I'm going to get LASIK and you're going to be jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't wait.
So my ears, he was scraping it out and it was like, you know, when, okay, you wash your glasses and it's like they were dingy and gross, but you clean them and then you can see new colors. Everything's so crisp.
How often do you have to clean your glasses?
Oh my God. Several times a day.
More or less frequently than you clip your fingernails?
More. Because every time I got grudgy, you know.
Do you touch your glasses a lot?
Yeah, baby. What do you mean? I'm gonna have to.
Why
like,
don't
do
you
that?
Clean it every morning when you wake up? That's what I think I would do.
I do. I clean my glasses a lot. Anyway, so now my ears are clean also.
Oh, okay.
Holy shit. I'm hearing things.
Are you supersonic?
Honey, I'm taking in sounds like I've never taken in before. But I also have an ear infection, so I have to be very careful right now.
Did you get antibiotics?
Yeah.
You can't even take penicillin.
I told him. He knows. The ENT knows, baby.
You say, hold up. You can't have that sick penicillin, bruh.
No, I have to wear earplugs when I go in the shower now because I'm keeping liquids out of my ears at all times because of the infection situation.
So no cum in the ears? No spit?
Nothing. Times are tough. We're in a drought, baby.
Should we get you one of those like dog cones?
I could use it.
You know what I was thinking the other day? I was running and And I saw a dog with a dog cone, and I thought, does that make everything so much louder for the dog?
Yes.
Like,
dogs are probably like, can you shh?
Yeah, dogs already have supersonic hearing, and now they have a cone to help ring it in, bring it all in.
Hey, you know who needs a cone?
Who?
Trump.
Why?
Because he's just like, you know.
He needs a cone?
Or maybe like a muzzle.
A bad dog cone? I think Twitter did muzzle him.
Yeah, I know. Hey, we celebrate. Clink, clink. That's me. Oh,
cheers.
Cheersing with you. Which platform will you miss Trump most from?
Pinterest.
Oh, what was on his Pinterest board? What do you think?
It's just like pictures of. It said no gays allowed.
Oh, Jesus. No, well, yeah. Yeah.
It was like that, like, He-Man woman haters club sign.
I'm relieved that everyone took the steps necessary so that I never have to necessarily see him again. And Parler, you know what Parler is?
I don't know what Parler is, but in my head, I told myself it's a conservative Twitter where anything goes.
Yeah, it's like no rules so that, like, people that are afraid of getting silenced, blah, 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 even though they're on a website where they agreed to the terms of service and that's why Trump got banned. Anyway, Parler is a place where people can really say whatever with no repercussions, which is not a good thing.
But I bet you still can't threaten to like kill people.
Baby, they planned the entire coup attempt.
On Parler?
On Parler, on
Reddit.
What
is the FBI even doing?
So, yeah, I listened to an episode of The Daily about
Should we all look directly into our webcams and tell our FBI agents to get on it?
I think so. I think a direct line to the FBI agents that say, hey, girl, what you up to?
Do you think mine and your FBI agents were the two first original cycle babies?
Absolutely.
And they love hearing new episodes?
Against their will.
Yeah.
I feel for them. I do. Hey, girlies.
Hey, girlies. Hey, girls.
Hey, girls.
I hope.
Hey, does every listener also mean that each of their FBI agent has to listen?
Yes, absolutely. We have quite the network going.
I think that is grounds for reporting our numbers to be doubled.
I bet all of those FBI agents have a Slack channel where they discuss while they're at work.
Hey, did you hear? Trump got banned from our Discord preemptively. He's not welcome. He can't contribute.
Well, thank God.
I do not want to see him giving his thoughts on Drag Race this week in the Drag Race channel on our Discord.
No, do you have thoughts about your Discord Drag Race?
Do ya? My thoughts on Drag Race this week are I'm actually okay with them splitting up the queens. You were saying like it's actually kind of nice to see more from some of the queens.
Yeah, I think I think it's going to be like not until the fourth episode until somebody goes home is kind of what I'm speculating and thinking it's looking like. And I'm okay with that. It's like these people took time out of their lives in a pandemic to like do the right stuff. And they probably had to self-quarantine for quite a bit before they were able to go film the show and all that. So it's nice that we're getting to see multiple looks, multiple runway looks from each contestant. Whoever does end up going home first is going to have lip synced at least twice to kind of have the chance and opportunity to prove themselves. So I think it's really allowing it to showcase the talent of all 13 queens in a way that no other season has done. And I think Ru's just making a point that, yes, obviously it does suck to go home first, but they... Ru wants you to remember, like, you can still turn this into your own thing and there's still opportunities to come back and that sort of thing. So I'm enjoying it. I was very happy with this week's episode. I love a lot of the queens that were in this half of the group. And yeah, I'm happy with it. I'm glad Drag Race is back.
Yeah, me too. I think at least the first or second episode of Drag Race needs to be a runway challenge like this where it's multiple looks. So we really get a feel because just watching the Meet the Queens, we watched the Meet the Queens and did a bonus episode of the podcast over on the Patreon. And some of our thoughts were not representative of what we have seen now.
I think
it helps the viewers really understand like the point of view of some of these queens to see multiple looks first episode so that it's not just like, okay, well, you had one shitty look and you go home. That sucks.
I agree. I did wonder if that runway though for the like the fashion to look challenge was a little rushed because some of their makeup I thought seemed rushed.
Go on.
But I liked a lot of the looks and I loved it. And like I said, I'm thankful that it's here. I'm excited to see what happens next week when we get to see the other half of the girls.
Can I also say?
You could say it. Just don't spray it.
I did also think that we've discussed this before. I'm over queens faking out doing a stunt.
Oh, girl. You said this last time, I think, didn't you? Or did someone do it again?
Well, no. I'm also sick of doing lyrics literally. It's like when you act out every single lyric, I'm kind of like, okay, girl.
Like you're doing like pouty cry hands for like a lyric that says cry.
Yeah. It's
or you're
just,
doing
it's
like,
just not what I, it's
or
not.
You're doing like this for like sleep and putting your hands on your head.
It's not what I enjoy. I think that's like that feels very.
On the nose?
On the nose, but the least amount of like creativity.
I hear you.
And least amount of talent. Like, girl, I do want to see kicks and flips and shit. Or make it your own.
Here's what I always think though, because obviously they get the like songs ahead of time to like know. I don't know how specific they know to like what that week's actual song will be, or if they just have like a list of all the potential songs from the season. But it's like, even if you're practicing in your hotel room that week at night or in the mirror or whatever, it's still, once you're thrown into the situation, you know, like any pre-planned stuff just kind of is going to seep out of your brain and you're just going to have to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So I'll cut him a little slack, but I hear exactly what you say or saying, and I validate like lazy pantomiming to lyrics.
It's
that
just
match.
Not for me. It's just not the drag that I like. But like I said, drag, you know what? You can do whatever you want. You can, anybody can do it. Anybody is welcome. Everybody's welcome. All types of drag, all interpretations of drag. But that doesn't change that, like, I have a preference that I like a certain type of drag or I like a certain type of drag performance.
Yeah.
But yeah, to each their own, you know?
I hear you. I validate your experience.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
My 13-year-old acts like a puppy again. Almost overnight, she's a different dog.
Perfect poops.
When people switch their dog's food to the farmer's dog, the effects can seem like magic. But there's no magic involved. It's simply real meat and vegetables with all the nutrients dogs need instead of highly processed pellets. No tricks, just smarter, healthier pet food delivered in packs portioned for your dog. It's amazing what real food can do. Get 50% off your first order at thefarmersdog.com/nomagic50.
Hey, how are you, Corey? I mean, this week was a doozy.
Not how are you?
I feel it was a traumatic week. My ears plugged.
Oh my God, your ears were plugged. There was a coup attempt.
I mean, I know we're like giggly and joking this whole time, but there was literally a coup attempt. That's like, yeah.
It's scary.
It is scary.
It's the thing that scares me most is that it's just, I feel like some of these people just think they have no basis for fact anymore. And I don't know how to like fix that. That's the part that makes me nervous. Like, that's the part I struggle with, like trying to talk to family members who don't get it, who just like believe whatever they're reading from QAnon or on Facebook or here on any fake news YouTube show. And just like aren't fact checking anything. That's what like makes me worried, because I'm like, obviously these people are kind of like in a cult, but it's like, how do we start turning this around and how do we start educating them and reaching out to them? Because that's the like part that I get frustrated with family members who don't get it, and with family members who are like, it was Antifa posing as MAGA supporters.
There is so much proof of them planning it, of them executing it, of they came prepared with zip ties. Like, what were they planning on doing with these like elected officials? They came with weapons. And you were saying there's like open carry laws in DC. I would love to see, I mean, none of them even put on a mask to stop themselves from getting COVID, let alone from getting identified as somebody who is treasonous and storming the Capitol.
Somebody was wearing their work badge and it was like on the news, and they got fired from their job because they were wearing their fucking lanyard with their work badge on it.
I sure damn hope that all of these people that are so dumb enough to like not even hide their identity, but also terrible enough to be participating in something that's literally treasonous. Like, people downplay it. It's like, this is literally treason. I hope they all face repercussions. I hope they no longer can have a gun, because like there should be gun laws against people who can buy guns, and people that do stuff like this should not be able to buy a gun. They should definitely lose their jobs. Like, it's all very upsetting.
Yeah. And like I said, you're exactly right. It's like all states have different like open carry laws and that sort of thing. And anyone who's just like taking weapons across state lines and not even like I don't know. There's just a lot that needs to be done. But where are we at? Like 10 more days?
But also, can you imagine living in DC and you don't have statehood, so you don't have representatives in the government, and yet you have to deal with like the threat of this? No, DC should definitely be a state. And that's what I think.
Tweet it. Let's tell Biden to get on it.
Baby, hey, we got the Senate. Has that happened?
Yes.
Was that this week?
That was after we recorded last week's episode.
Jesus.
So yeah.
Oh my God. Thank you, Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you, Georgia, for saving all of our asses. Literally. Thank you, Stacey Abrams, for doing such great work on the ground and organizing. And
you know what? That the impact of that Georgia election, because now Democrats have control of the Senate, that changes who's in charge of holding social media websites accountable. So if you're wondering why Trump suddenly is facing repercussions on these websites, even though he has been doing these things for 4 years, if not longer, it's because Georgia went to Democrats. It's because there's new people holding the websites accountable. It's because y'all voted. So if you don't think your vote matters, it impacts everything. That's all.
That's all.
That's all.
I saw a funny TikTok that was like, be sure to journal what happened on January 6th, because when you're a grandparent and your grandkids come to you and say, Grandpa, do you remember what happened on January 6th, 2021?
Yeah. When I think about the future and how we'll look back at this moment, like
these 4 years in general.
Well, the Confederacy for the Civil War, the Confederacy existed for 4 years. That's the equivalent of like Trump cult members. Yeah. And when you think about what really happened at the Capitol, well, people stormed the Capitol with ideas of trying to create some type of civil war situation. The parallels are definitely, they exist. It's scary to be living in history as it's happening, because it's like, I don't know what this really is. Is this the level of civil war? I mean, they were chanting, hang Mike Pence. It's like, it is that level of insanity.
It's wild.
And more people died from the attack on the Capitol than Benghazi. It's like, it is next level. So if you're out there and stressed, just know that this life is a lot right now, period. So on top of that, all of politics and pandemic, if you're stressed, that is valid.
I thank you.
Hey, happy 420. Oh my God.
It is.
I think that means we gotta go. Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me in the toe-off championships final match.
You can find Corey making fake accounts to give his feet 5-star ratings.
The real boost.
A real pump.
Ooh, a real pump.
Yeah. Well,
a real corked wedge.
That felt flat.
Oh, like your flat feet?
Yeah, baby. Yes. Oh, hey, I think cute. Somebody said that I have flat feet.
Well, that's why you're 5'7".
Thank you. Oh, 5'7". Jesus, thank you. Okay. Well,
I was being kind to my sister.
Thank you, sister.
All right. Well, Tyler, where can people find you?
You can find me hanging out in the ENT lounge, getting my waxes
leaked.
Oh, girl.
Did you save it to turn it into a candle?
I really should have.
Darn shame Tyler Oakley YouTube.com is on hold right now, because an earwax candle making video sounds right up Nathan's alley.
Well, one ear, they scraped it out and pulled it all out, and it was disgusting, but she kept throwing it away real quick, so I got only glimpses. And then the other ear,
you could have raised your hand and said, ahem, madam.
I didn't want to be the weird person who's like, can I keep my wax?
Can I get a peek at the leak?
Ew. No, and then the other ear was so deep that they had to use a vacuum. So.
Be like the extension? Did they like, just put it over your ear? Or was it like a Roomba?
Yeah, no, they put me on the ground and they put a Roomba on my head.
And a Roomba rolled over your face back and forth a few times.
And now I can hear. So that's where you can find me.
You think you got like dog hearing?
Honestly, I'm hearing pitches like no other bitches.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Cool. This episode recorded this time.
Me too, actually.
I'll look into the putting the other audios together if for any reason I saved the last time that happened.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I think the redo was better than the original.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to
like,
actually...
That is just like the Allie and AJ redo of that.
Oh, God. I didn't even listen to it.
What?
Who cares? What'd they say? Fuck in it?
Allie and AJ said, fuck. What are you up to?
Taylor Swift even says fuck now.
In a song?
Yeah.
I didn't catch that.
Well, I'll send it to you. Well, it's 4:20 and I've got to listen to Mad Woman by Taylor Swift.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, catch you on the flip side, dog.
See you on the Discord.
Peace out, baby.